Welcome back. I hope everyone had a restful and enjoyable vacation. Growing up, my mother sometimes would use the word fresh. Growing up, anyone who's over basically the age of 30, and if your mother tells you stop being fresh, it doesn't mean you look so fresh in the mirror. Fresh was being that you were being a little disrespectful. Nowadays, 29 years later, fresh is like, ooh, those glasses look so fresh, right? Words in the dictionary changed. Those glasses look fresh. Wait, when growing up, fresh was bad, now fresh is good. We have an amazing, amazing opportunity today. Today is Rosh Chodesh, but it's also the beginning of the second half of the year. A fresh start, a new start. I'll be honest with you, when the Chazan said that Monday was going to be Rosh Chodesh, I was like, oh my gosh, we're starting the first day of school with Rosh Chodesh. Is Rosh Chodesh davening can be sometimes a little long? But I said, no. I said, just the opposite. A fresh start in a fresh way. Whatever happened at the beginning of the first half of the year, whether I was trying in class, whether I was a good davener or a bad davener, whether I was a learner or not a learner, whether I was into Shmon Esrei, not Shmon Esrei, that happened. But then what happens after a 10-day break, an 11-day break, or if you took off a couple days before, then a 13-day break, I was always my parents always took a few extra days before. I like my parents very much, except for the times when they said I was being fresh, but that was probably my fault. And they said, you have an ability to start fresh Monday, January 27th, 2020. Whatever happened, okay, so maybe your grades still from the second trimester still count. But now we have an ability to start again, to start anew, to start in a fresh way. This week's Parsha, the Jewish people are giving the first mitzvah in the Torah. Anyone remember what's the first mitzvah in Parsha's bow? Yeah? Rosh Chodesh, beautiful Eitan. The mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh. And the pasuk says, HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem. This month is given for you. But says the great rabbi, the Chiddush Arim, great rabbi lived in the 1800s, he said the following, HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem means that the power of renewing, the power to start fresh. You know when you put your phone in right before Shabbos to charge, and you know after Shabbos to be at 100%? That power is given to you. HaChodesh HaZeh, the power of hischaches, of renewing, of starting fresh, is given to the Jewish people. Not to the rest of the world. The rest of the world has other things, and other qualities. HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem is given to you. Ein mazel b'Yisrael, the rabbis tell us. The Jewish people have no stars. We don't have a constellation that tells us, okay, Ari Mirzov is going to be an 84 student. There's no constellation that says that. I might be given God a certain talent. Okay, maybe my parents gave me an 83 average and that's what I was able to attain. But if you work hard every single day to try to daven a little better, to try to learn a little better, to try to care for your friends a little better, you're tapping into a quality called hitchadshut. Or in the other Sfarim, it's like hitchadshut. To start fresh. To start new. So when your parents ask you today, did you have a fresh start? You're going to tell them, not in a fresh way that, God forbid, I was fresh to my parents or fresh to my friends. I had a lit start. Yeah, that's a good word. I had a lit start. I had a start on fire. Because the way you start things is the way you're going to finish. Ezra Hashem has had a great second half of the year, filled with a great eschatzus in our davening, our learning, and our caring for each other. Bezrat Hashem, please rise. Here we go.